a lot of the big filmmakers, I mean, you know, even filmmakers I've followed and idolized, some have only made love stories. So would you say that they're mashups of their previous love stories, or some have done great action? Because I'm not making this film just because I need to make another gangster film. John and me always knew that it's going to be a big challenge to cast the guy who plays the cop. You know, because ultimately it's a standoff between the two of them and everything. And now when finally the project happened.
Koimoi.com. Welcome to Koimoi. This is Shubham Kulkarni. And today in conversation with us is the man who has introduced at least my generation to a sub-branch to crime, which was gangster drama. And he's here to promote his new film, Mumbai Saga, and talk much more about it. Hello, Sanjay, sir.
Hi.
First of all, my question to you would be, this is your comeback to the genre. And for a sense, genre is also coming back to our screens after a very long time. Tell me, what kept you away from it?
No, nothing kept me away. It's just that you need to have the right story to tell. That's all. I mean, you know, when the story comes to you and you feel that, because I'm not making this film just because I need to make another gangster film. When the origins of the story were when I was researching on Shootout at Wadala, and there was a lot of stories that popped up, a lot of things that, you know, kind of came up then. And this was one of those stories which was very, very exciting, and I'd kept it on the back burner and then later developed it and then kind of, you know, and I always say each film has a destiny of its own. Yeah, it gets made when the time is right. So when the time was right, this happened.
I saw your interviews and you have been talking about how Mumbai Saga came to life, how it was shaped up. I want to go back to Inception, when probably I was not even born. How did the obsession with this genre came about? How did it happen to you?
No, see, I'll tell you what, crime is something that I love reading, watching. I'm very fascinated by it. The movies I watch are in that genre. So, I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to do that, you know. It's just that. It fascinates me. And the point is, you have to enjoy your work for people to enjoy it.
Coming to Mumbai Saga, so I saw the trailer and the film is 2 days away from its release. First question that passed here is casting Imran as a police officer. Hmm. You can imagine him as a police officer. How did that come about? How did you think of him?
See, the point is that, John was always on board. Even when I had conceptualized, when I had the idea, I discussed it with John, and he was always, and we also wanted to take a little gap, you know, because I'd done Maniya Survey and Shootout at Wadala with John. So there was no question of doing two gangster films back to back. So that was it. But we always, John and me always knew that it's going to be a big challenge to cast the guy who plays the cop. You know, because ultimately it's a standoff between the two of them and everything. And now when finally the project happened, one of the first names that cropped up on my mind, because I've been wanting to work with Imran for the longest time. And I very strongly believe in him. I think he's a tremendous actor and he brings a certain, you know, honesty to his characters and to his performances. So that's it. I mean, I just bounced the name off John and he was very respectful. And he said, yeah, man, sounds fantastic. If he comes on board, it would be wonderful. And that's it. I mean, I just went and met Imran and it was just a short meeting. I explained to him the genre and what we were trying to do. And he said, okay, let's do it.
The writing part of it now. Here are actors who have been at the top of the games at their times and are still there. You are writing these characters for them. Is there a fear of overshadowing a particular lead with another?
No, never. See, that's the whole point when you're working with actors like John and Imran. You know, they're extremely secure in their own space. There is no insecurity. There is no, this guy'll steal my scene or whatever. Nothing of that sort. Yeah, absolutely not. In that sense, all of us are pretty old school and pretty chilled out.
No, I wanted to ask you about the writing part of it while you are writing.
Oh, when I was writing it.
Yes.
So you've written a cool gangster and everything. And I mean, but he's only going to be as good as, you know, the cop who's after him. So, I mean, that is something that comes into play over there. And it's not really consciously written in that manner. But when you see the film, you will realize that, yes, I mean, the way we played around with Imran's character. So the whole point is that, I mean, you know, he's on screen for a limited time. he's not there for the whole film. I mean, he comes at a later stage in the film. So whatever little time that he has with each scene, we were, you know, that he should make maximum impact.
I have seen the trailer and it's all kinds of also a section which is calling it a mashup of your own film. So how do you feel about that?
Well, that's okay. I don't give a shit about that. I've never bothered about, you know what somebody has to say, good or bad. I'm not making my movies to get any kind of recognition from, you know. And I mean, I don't want to take names, but a lot of the big filmmakers, I mean, you know, even filmmakers I've followed and idolized, some have only made love stories. So would you say that they're mashups of their previous love stories? Or some have done great action. So, I mean, that's okay. That's, you know, people want to criticize, will criticize them.
So, how do you deal with that criticism? Does it get into your head sometimes?
No, not at all. No, I don't care about it. I don't bother with it. It doesn't affect me. You know, I mean, I'm somebody who even when the movie comes out, I don't read reviews and get carried away by all of that shit. I mean, you know, you get the good, you get the bad. The point is, you've been honest to your film, you've made your film, enjoyed making it, had a great time with your cast and crew while making it. That is important. Koimoi.com.